USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pentagon officials are keeping a close eye on reports that Russia may have deployed chemical weapons in the battle for Ukraine in the city of Mariupol. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying the United States has not confirmed this report. New inflation numbers released on Tuesday have the Biden administration and economists taking note.
Inflation climbed higher to a new four-decade high, 8.5% in March, forcing Americans to pay even more for basic goods. The latest uptick marked the highest annual rate of increase of inflation since December of 1981, according to data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics released Tuesday morning. Excluding volatile food and gas prices, the CPI still jumped to 6.5% year over year. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
I saw a lot of people coming out of the train station, screaming, yelling for help. I saw a lady, she was shot right in her leg.
One witness describing the chaos and terror in the New York subway system on Tuesday as a gunman fired shots at civilians riding the N train in Brooklyn. The manhunt continuing for the suspect. At least 28 people are reportedly injured. The Biden administration has been negotiating with Iran and other countries regarding a new Iran nuclear deal. The new deal eases sanctions on Iran in exchange for them reining in their nuclear program. New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin says he disagrees with rejoining the Iran nuclear deal without significant updates.
They want to not only re-enter the Iran nuclear deal, but what they are willing to enter is a deal that's even worse than the original agreement from 2015.
USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Some allege that Russia is using chemical weapons in Mariupol in Ukraine. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls tells Fox News that the Biden administration should have drawn a stronger line with Russia on the use of chemical weapons.
We cannot allow chemical weapons or, God forbid, tactical nuclear weapons to be the next rung in the escalation ladder that we allow Putin to go to.
A California woman is pleading guilty to a hate crime in a highly publicized case.
The woman dubbed Soho Karen on social media has pleaded guilty to a hate crime charge. Mia Ponsetto accused the black teenager of stealing her cell phone, attacking him at a New York hotel in December 2020. Turned out the phone was left in an Uber and later returned to her. Ponsetto's attorney, Paul D'Amelia, praised Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg for finding what he described as a thoughtful and empathetic approach to an unfortunate misunderstanding.
She has been great, has led an exemplary life since the last, I believe, year and a half since this happened. So hopefully we could put this behind us and keep going.
If she stays out of trouble for the next 2 years, she could plead down to a misdemeanor. If not, Ponsetto faces up to 4 years in prison. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Comedian Gilbert Gottfried's family announcing that Gilbert passed away after a long illness. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.